Chapter 14.
What do you mean by a lot more complicated?
Newt's in there, but he's not alone. The OLG and a bunch of those lizard creatures we fought before are with him.
How is that even possible?
The redhead pondered aloud.
Kek and Khonsu aren't exactly gods who play well with others. Their followers would never submit to each other, let alone work together.
Well, they're all standing around in an underground tunnel, I said with a little snark. Plotting about how they're going to kill Naomi and then raise my lounge and Ada's club to the ground, so...
Fuck me!
Leah grumbled.
That certainly changes things.
Does it, though?
Val asked.
The plan we have in place is still pretty solid, since I'm sure the falling concrete will definitely kill those men, and probably the lizards, too. It's just going to be way harder to pull off.
It's next to impossible now.
I shook my head. I could maybe sneak in and take out one of the beams, but that's only because I can blend into the shadows and walk without being heard. If any of you step foot in that room, they'll light you up like it's the 4th of July.
What can we do, then? We've come way too far to turn back at this point.
I'm kind of pumped,
Naomi said with a sly grin.
This means there are actually poor suckers I can use my magic on now.
I think our plan can still work. Kinda. If we can get one of those columns down while Newt's standing under them, it might still do the trick. And if we can get a huge portion of the room to collapse onto the cultists and the lizoids, then that would literally be killing three birds with one stone.
Just be careful. I'll give you some of my luck magic, but this seems like it'll all be about your skill.
I'll be ready to snare the fucker in my spell,
Naomi said, and then her hands lit up with a soft silver glow.
If things go south, I want you all to run, I commanded, as I looked at my women. Even if I'm still in there.
You know we're not leaving you. Never in a million years.
There's a lot of enemies in that room, and I don't want you guys to die just because my plan doesn't work.
Then we'd best make sure it works, then. Shouldn't we?
The succubus winked as she moved a bit of her raven-colored locks out of her eyes. I knew it was pointless to argue with them right now, so I gave my team one last glance before I peeked back around the corner. The cultists and lizoids all seemed to be focused on the conversation at the front of the room, which meant I had the perfect opportunity to sneak in undetected. I also had the advantage of the darkness on my side, though I was fairly certain most of these lunar god-worshipping fucks had night vision too. Then again, I also had the blending shadow ability that I got from killing Kekuatu, and those lizard bastards couldn't see in the dark at all. Even better. I took a deep breath, counted down from three, and then bolted out from around my cover. My heart pounded in my ears as I dashed over to the far side of the tunnel, and then I pressed up against the wall. My footfalls didn't make any noise, and I was sure the darkness was keeping me nice and hidden from any peering eyes that might have looked my way, so I crept forward. At first, I moved at a snail's pace, but as soon as I realized nobody was watching, I quickened my gait and moved out into the main room. Then I kept my back up against the wall as I continued onward, until I got to my first big obstacle. Two cultists leaned up against the wall in front of me. They were both looking out to Newt and their high priest, and I didn't get any indication that they'd seen me yet. However, if I wanted to get past them, I was going to have to take some drastic measures.
The OLG is willing to provide the troops if your master is willing to provide the monsters, the high priest said.
Troops? What troops? Newt snorted. The bastard of Bass has thinned out your numbers so much, I think the local Girl Scout troop has more numbers than your cult at this point. That's why Khonsu has come to Kek for assistance, correct?
Don't misunderstand our god's generous offer, the high priest warned. Khonsu simply believes a temporary alliance will be beneficial to both parties, though he is still confident he can kill the bastard of Bast on his own.
Doubtful. But Kek is growing increasingly frustrated that all of his most powerful allies are being killed by the Werepanther, and he wishes to expedite his death. He believes a temporary alliance will do that.
Temporary,
the other man reminded the were-turtle.
The second he's dead...
Yes, yes, I know.
Newt sighed and waved his hand flamboyantly.
Our truce is broken, and we can go back to trying to kill each other and all that. Now, how many more cultists can you rally before the night's end?
As much as I was learning from this little discussion, I needed to get past the two cultists in front of me, which meant they needed to die, and fast. I needed to make this quick, quiet, and as painless as possible, in order to avoid alerting the entire room. So I dug my feet into the cold ground and took a deep breath and made my move. I quickly ran over the first cultist and grabbed both sides of his head, and then I twisted it in the most awkward way possible. There was a wet pop as his neck snapped, and he began to twitch as I set him back against the wall he was leaning on. The second cultist started to say something, but I was too fast. I slammed my left hand over his mouth to keep him quiet, while I turned my right hand into a panther paw. Then I extended the claw of my index finger as I slashed it across the fucker's throat, and his warm blood splashed out onto my clothes. His body started to twitch as the life drained out of him, but he didn't make a single sound, and once I was sure he was dead, I laid the man back against the wall as if he'd never moved in the first place.
"You can't actually be suggesting we move our entire cult to attack Cincy's Jewel tonight, are you?"
The High Priest scoffed from across the room.
"Putting them all in one place would put the fate of our entire cult at stake."
"I still say that's why you haven't killed him already," Newt shrugged. "Even a werepanther is not going to survive a fight that's literally 1,000 to 1.
"That's too risky,"
the OLG High Priest said.
"You haven't faced him as much as we have. If anybody could find a way to take out our entire cult in a single battle, it would be him."
Aw, I actually kind of appreciated the compliment. I was now about 50 feet away from Newt and the High Priest, and I was definitely in position to make my move. There was a large concrete support beam about 10 feet from where the two were talking, and another one 10 feet from that.
If I could somehow take both of those out, bye-bye ceiling.
I just hoped Naomi was ready. As if by fate, I saw a twinge of silver out of the corner of my eye, from the tunnel I'd just come from. She was definitely ready, so I took aim at the first pillar and tried to trace out my trajectory. I'd need to turn while I was jumping, and then I had to make sure I smashed the column closest to my target first before going after the second. It was the moment of truth. I dug my feet into the ground before I let out a calming breath. Then I took off at full sprint and leapt out into the open. I surrounded my body with black magic as I flew through the air, which caused all the muscles in my body to stretch out as they elongated. The hair on my body became thick and dense, while my snout elongated, and my canines grew into deadly points. Within seconds, the transformation was complete, and I was a werepanther. I heard a bunch of gasps as I landed between the two pillars, and then I quickly lashed out at the first one. The concrete shattered, as if it were made of plaster, and I heard the cracking sounds in the ceiling above me as Naomi's beam of silver magic shot past my position.
"What the fuck?"
Newt demanded, as he was lifted a few feet into the air. It was now or never. I lashed out with my foot and kicked the second pillar, which shattered just as easily as the first. Next, I sprang up into the air, flipped around, and stabbed my claws into the ceiling for leverage. And I used the precious few seconds I had to punch the top of the room repeatedly, as hard as I could. Bits of concrete, brick, and mortar fell away as I hammered, and then I heard the loud crack. As I let go of the ceiling, huge bits of concrete began to plummet downward. The first one slammed into the cultist who seemed to be in charge, and I cringed as his head was split open like an overripe watermelon. His body collapsed to the ground, where his brain pulsated out onto the floor around him. Several blasts of silver magic zipped past me as I fell, and I instantly bounded back toward the back of the room as I dodged the attacks as gracefully as I could. That's when the integrity of the ceiling gave out. I looked back just in time to see the fucking thing collapse. Several of the cultists standing below the falling debris attempted to stop it with their magic, but it was no use. Their screams were silenced as they were crushed by the weight of the structure, and soon Newt was buried under the debris as well. One of the Lizoids tried to hit me with a blast of its acid spit, but I cartwheeled out of the way at the last second. I landed behind the scaly fuck and proceeded to stab my claws into the back of his head, and the Lizoid shrieked in pain as I lifted it into the air and twisted it to use it as a living shield.
"Die, bastard of bast!"
one of the cultists screamed as he ran up and prepared to attack. "Not today, asshole." I split open the Lizoid's throat from behind, and then held him out in front of me as his acidic saliva sprayed out like an out-of-control fire hose. The cultist screamed as the smell of melting flesh filled my nostrils. He stumbled backward as he gurgled on his own dying breaths, and within seconds, half of the skin had melted off his face to reveal the skull beneath. He took a single step before he collapsed to his knees, and his tongue flopped out from behind his skinless mouth.
"Woohoo!"
Naomi screamed as she charged headfirst into battle.
"Let's do this, assholes!"
I tossed the corpse of the Lizoid aside, and then flipped away from another onslaught of acid and lunar magic. As I dodged, I picked up a hunk of fallen concrete, and hauled back as I landed on my feet. Then I took aim at one of the cultists on the other side of the room and launched the deadly block like it was a fastball. The cultist's eyes grew wide when he saw the projectile heading his way, but by that point it was too late. There was a wet smack as the concrete hit him in the face, and his head was whipped back as blood sprayed out onto the wall behind him. The poor bastard went down hard and simply lay there on the ground, twitching, as the life drained from his body. I looked up to see Ada and Leah were now both in the room, though Val and Janine hung back around the corner, and I watched with smug satisfaction as Ada slammed Elizoid's head into the ground and promptly stabbed her claws between its eyes. The succubus let out a battle cry as she cut a giant gash in the creature's forehead, and then she stomped her stiletto heel right into its heart with a simple schluck. Meanwhile, Leah was going about things in a much more acrobatic way. The polywarm woman crawled across the ceiling as she shot her tongue out at unsuspecting enemies and ensnared them in her grasp. One of the cultists let out a surprised gasp as he was strung up by his neck, but then his neck snapped like a twig. Leah tossed him to the side as she sprang out of the way of a moonbeam, and then she moved on to her next target. Naomi, on the other hand, seemed like she was having way too much fun. The witch wore a smile on her face as she picked up Lizoids and cultists alike and slammed them into the ground until they were nothing more than a bloody pulp.
No kiss,
she cackled as she turned a Lizoid toward a cultist and then slammed their bodies together. Yeah, something was definitely not right with that one. Two more Lizoids charged at me with their acid spit at the ready, and I only had seconds to somersault out of the way before their attacks hit the ground where I'd stood. I took aim at the lizard creature on the right as I flipped through the air, and then I put out both my feet as I came down on his head. His noggin exploded like a mushy, rotten tomato underneath my body weight, and I quickly cartwheeled away as blood, brain matter, and acid spit oozed out around his now headless body. The second Lizoid tried to reach up and take a bite out of my arm, but all he got was a mouthful of air. I landed next to the second target and then instantly sunk my claws into his tail. He shrieked in agony as I started to twist my body to the right, and I lifted him up off the ground as I spun around like an Olympic hammer thrower. Once I had my momentum going, I let go of the fucker and launched him straight into a nearby concrete column. There was a wet crack as his body twisted around the concrete structure, and the Lizoid's white eyes widened before it went limp and fell down onto the ground. Suddenly, Leah's tongue shot out and latched onto something behind me, and I heard a man scream as it retracted and dragged him helplessly across the ground. I lifted up my right foot, turned slightly, and then tried to time my stomp perfectly. I brought my foot down just as the fucker's body passed by, and he let out a pained wail as I shattered every bone in his back. My foot passed through the rest of his body like it was made of wet cardboard, and I felt his gooey, warm internal organs as they were squished beneath my toes. Leah unwrapped her tongue from the man's arm and then flipped down to join me.
He was sneaking up on you with a knife,
the blonde woman said.
I just figured I'd help out.
Thanks for having my back, I smiled, and then we both got back to work. One of the cultists tried to launch a moonbeam in our direction, but Leah was too quick. The polywarm's tongue shot forward and hit the cultist's wrist with a wet plop, and she jerked her head to the right as his blast went off, so the redirected attack slammed straight into one of his comrades. The second cultist yelped as he was blasted forward off the platform's ledge, and then he went silent when he hit the subway railing head first. His neck bent back 90 degrees, and there was a sickening crack as he went limp. Before the first cultist could return fire, Leah jerked her head upward and pulled her target with her. The cultist gasped in pain as his head slammed into the ceiling, but the blow didn't seem strong enough to actually take him out. That's where I came in. As Leah's captive fell back down to earth, I jumped up into the air and took aim at his chest. Then I slammed into him a few seconds later and proceeded to stab my front claws into his chest. He screamed as I began to pull my arms in opposite directions, but then his eyes rolled back in his head when I literally ripped him in half. Blood splashed out onto my fur as his insides became his outsides, and we both landed on the ground with a dull thud. Of course, my landing was a lot more graceful than the corpse's. I didn't even have a second to think, though, because a hailstorm of moonbeams blasted at the spot where I stood, and I had to somersault away to safety. I rolled over to the position of the nearest cultist, and then proceeded to throw my right arm out and shredded my claws into the back of his calf. He screamed when I jumped to my feet and yanked down on his leg, which popped off his body with a wet schluck and sent a spray of blood onto the floor beneath him. The fucker lost his sense of balance as he started to collapse, but I was quick to put him out of his misery. I slammed both my paws together on either side of his head, and there was a splash of blood, brain matter, and bone fragments as it crumbled like it was made of tissue paper.
Suddenly, a brief wave of pain shot through my chest as one of the cultists hit me with a moonbeam, but I simply stumbled backward and held my ground. I'd taken so many hits from these things that they pretty much felt like getting hit by a fastball. Sure, it hurt like a bitch, but it wasn't actually going to put me down for the count. I jumped down on all fours and began to charge the second cultist, whose eyes widened in terror when he saw his moonbeam hadn't done jack shit. He shot another blast of silver magic in my direction, but I easily pounced away before it made contact. Fuck! 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 The Red Road Man screamed as he tried to hit me again, but it was no use. I simply slid to the right, avoided the attack, and then I sprang forward with the force of a freight train and shoulder-tackled the cultist like an NFL linebacker. Something in his body popped when my weight landed on top of him, and he wailed in agony as he was squished between my body and the ground. I let out a roar as I stood up and headbutted the fucker, and wet blood splashed onto my face as it hit his with a wet squelch. His body began to twitch beneath me, but I wanted to do just one more blow for good measure, so I headbutted him again, and this time my opponent went limp. When I pulled back, I could see why. The entirety of his face had been caved into his skull, and now all that was left was a huge mess of gore. Damn. Sometimes I forgot how strong I really was. I flipped away from the red-robed corpse, and came up just in time to watch my friends dispatch a few more enemies.
Ada!
Naomi called out as she tossed a helpless Lizoid up into the air with her magic.
Make it rain!
I adore the way you think, love.
Ada cooed as she zipped over toward the flying monster. Naomi released her spell just as the succubus arrived, and Ada stabbed the claws on her right hand straight into the Lizoid's throat. It let out a gurgle as she proceeded to twist her body around behind him, and then she sliced open his neck like a stuck pig. Acidic saliva began to splash out of the creature's throat and poured down onto the ground below, which apparently was exactly what Ada wanted. The succubus held the lizard's head backward, as he thrashed and struggled to get out of her grip, but she had him good. Then Ada began to sing a version of It's Raining Men as she flew, only she replaced the word men with acid as she dispatched her enemies. Cultists and Lizoids alike tried to flee as the deadly liquid poured downward, but Ada made sure nobody missed out on their share. The subway chamber was filled with the sound of sizzling flesh, screaming men and hissing lizard monsters as their skin and muscles melted from their bones in random painful patches.
Look at how clever they are,
Leah teased as she flipped over beside me.
You might want to duck, by the way.
The polyworm shot her tongue forward and stuck its end against a basketball-sized brick. Then she proceeded to spin her body around in a fast clockwise motion, and her tongue and the brick whipped around with the velocity of a roller coaster. I ducked down just as the makeshift slingshot shot over my head, and then Leah let go of the concrete block. It smacked into the side of a nearby Lizoid whose body contorted in an awkward angle as his spine broke through the flesh on his back. He went limp for a moment as he hit the ground, and then he twitched as dark crimson blood oozed out by the gallon. Leah wasted no time in grabbing another bit of concrete and twirling around again, but this time she didn't let go of the debris. She used it as a frickin' club. I watched as Leah slammed the concrete into the side of a charging cultist and knocked him off his feet with a sickening crunch. He screamed in pain as he fell to the ground and held his broken ribs, and then he weakly attempted to blast Leah with his moonbeam. The polywarm woman simply flipped up into the air and stuck to the ceiling, just as the silver magic zipped past her harmlessly. Without missing a beat, Leah sucked her tongue back toward her body and brought the debris up with her, and once her tongue was about halfway into her mouth, she pulled her head back and then jerked it forward, as if she were throwing something with her forehead. The muscles of the blonde woman's tongue enlarged at its base and then proceeded to spasm forward. It looked like a tennis ball squeezed through a garden hose as it moved, until finally the spasm reached the end of Leah's tongue, and there was a small shock wave and a large wet crack as the debris suddenly changed direction and launched down like it had been fired out of a cannon.
No!
The helpless cultist screamed from below.
Plit!
Before he could finish his plea, the rocky debris slammed into his chest and turned his words into little more than a gurgled, raspy wheeze, and the sound of snapping bones and squishing organs rang out as the concrete projectile caved in his chest a few inches and then bounced off like it was made of rubber. Bits of the cultist's sternum chipped up into the air along with a splash of crimson, and the fucker began to cough up blood by the gallon. Within seconds, he was choking on the crimson liquid, and then he went rigid as his eyes rolled back into his head.
Fuck!
I whistled as I observed the carnage.
Whoever said frogs weren't a dangerous animal?
Somebody who's obviously not aware of the poison dart frog?
Leah winked as her tongue snapped back into her mouth.
Or the greenings frog, or the phantasmal poison frog.
All right, I get it. I rolled my eyes. How the fuck do you know that many types of frog anyway?
I'm a polywarm who's also a biology major.
The blonde woman snickered.
What other types of species did you think I'd latch onto with my studies?
Suddenly, two more lizoids came at us from the shadows, while three cultists joined in from the other side in an attempt to flank.
You take the left, I ordered the blonde woman. I'll handle these fuckwits on the right.
You're an abomination to this world,
one of the cultists screamed as he hurled a moonbeam straight at us. Leah and I both jumped in opposite directions just as the blast struck the ground at our feet and sent bits of concrete up into the air like shrapnel from a grenade. Then I flipped over the three OLG members, landed on all fours, and twisted around to attack. I slashed my claws across the back of the cultist on the far right, and he screamed when they tore straight through his spine. He went limp as his spinal cord was sliced clean through, and I moved on to the cultist in the middle. The other two OLG members pivoted on their heels as their hands began to glow, but they didn't stand a fucking chance. I let out a roar as I lurched forward, opened my mouth wide, and then bit down onto the middle cultist's head. He tried to scream as my teeth pierced into his skull, but any cognitive functions he had ceased when I tasted his brain against my tongue. The cultist collapsed into a heap as I turned to my last opponent, who was now fully prepared to attack. He tried to hit me point-blank with his moonbeam, but I was too quick. I somersaulted forward and out of the way of the cultist's attack, and then I twisted around to face him the second I felt my feet touch the ground. I punched the bastard across the face as he turned around, and there was a horrific snap as his head whipped in the opposite direction, and his jaw flew clean off his head. Blood poured from the fresh wound as the fucker's tongue dangled down helplessly like a dead worm, and he gurgled with pain as his eyes went wide with horror. The poor bastard pathetically tried to push his tongue back into his mouth with his hands, but it was no use. I stabbed the claws of my left paw into his chest, picked him up off his feet, and then slashed my right-hand claws across his throat. My dagger-like nails tore through the man's soft flesh, and he gasped as his throat opened up like a popped balloon. Blood sprayed out onto me as the OLG member writhed in pain and tried to struggle against my grasp, but soon his motions grew slow and his body went limp. I tossed the dead cultist to the side as I looked to Leah, who already had the two lizoids taken care of.
Took you long enough,
the blonde giggled.
Hey, I said with a wink.
It was 3-1 over here. Those are much worse odds than what you had.
Yeah,
the polywarm woman teased.
But 2 lizoids easily outmatches 3 humans in terms of power.
3 magic-wielding humans, I reminded her with a waggle of my finger.
They were OLG.
Leah winked.
You're lucky I'm even giving them that much credit.
I surveyed the chaos around us and instantly realized our enemy's forces were thinning. Obviously, the surprise attack at the beginning and resulting ceiling collapse took out a good portion of the cultists and lizoids, and now they were dropping like flies as my team took them out 2 or 3 at a time. With Newt and the High Priest out of the picture, it looked like these poor fuckers were completely lost and our victory was imminent. We were much more powerful, we were a much better team, and we were way more intelligent than any of these bastards. Plus, they didn't currently have the numbers to run a war of attrition. They were fucked. Of course, that was when Karma decided things were going a bit too well for me. My ears picked up the sound of shifting debris, followed by a soft rumble coming from the far corner of the room. Then I heard a soft, low-pitched snarl from beneath the fallen rubble. Fuck me. A gurgling roar echoed through the subway as a massive fucking creature burst through the pile of rubble and sent debris spraying in all directions. But the second the creature was free, he froze and surveyed the room, which allowed me to get a good look at him. It was a were-turtle that looked much like Val, though he was about 2 feet wider and a full foot taller than she was, with more jagged edges around his shell. Newt. The falling debris hadn't killed him after all.
Were-Panther,
he said through a gurgled scream as his beady eyes locked with mine.
Were-Panther.
My heart hammered in my chest as the beast began to lumber forward with pure rage plastered on his face. And I wondered just how much damage we could even do to him now that he was in his monstrous form. From what I'd seen from Val, coupled with the fact this dude was even bigger and stronger than her, I had to guess the answer was very little. The situation had officially gone from complicated to really bad in the blink of an eye, and I had no fucking clue what I could even do about it.